I'm driving.
Welcome to Baby Boomers Live, the show about all things human from a baby boomer's perspective. All things hot and all things not. News, reviews, interviews, chat, sex, and what's next. And here are your hosts, Reesa Gray from Betty White's Out There Rockers, and Easy Dad, Jim Zulie.
Hello, everybody. Here we are at, what do we got here? The 2nd of June. This is 2014, and on June 21st, I believe it's going to be the first day of summer, and I haven't even used my barbecue yet. It's still sitting there. So,
well,
I don't
know.
You
know what's even more important, Jim, don't you?
What's that?
Today's my birthday!
Oh, my goodness, Reesa, I'll be darned. And birthday girl!
It is. Yay.
Well, happy birthday, Reesa, doggone it.
Well, thank you. I celebrate the entire month, but this is actually my birthday. And I'm really excited because I'm working on a movie today. And
all right.
The birthday that I am actually employed as an actress, I am excited.
That is so cool. Boy, they do come around fast. And now, do you still feel like you want to be reminded every year, or would you rather just kind of forget about it?
Well, I'm 25 in my mind, and I'm not going to say how old I am for real. However, this is a milestone birthday. It really is.
We'll put it this way.
It's one of those.
We'll put it this way. We know you're a baby boomer, and we'll let it go at that. How's that, Reese?
Exactly. It's even a baby boomer milestone birthday. But I am 25 in my mind, so it's okay.
Doggone it, congratulations. I'll be darned.
Well,
and you're out cruising about, aren't you? You're out there in the desert, I think, right?
Well, I'm on my way to the desert. I'm working on a film today called Betrothed. And
okay.
It's a horror movie, and I get to get stabbed on my birthday.
Spooky day there. Wow. That's one way to celebrate your birthday,
though.
I guess.
Absolutely. Only in the movie, though.
Wow. Well, congratulations again, Reese. That is so cool. And drive carefully while you're out there. And I don't know, just touch on a couple things. I don't know if you keep up with this. I'm kind of a medium hockey player, but
ripped from the headlines. Today's hot topic.
And I guess you heard about that. The Blackhawks lost by a point to L.A., and I mean, as far as I'm concerned, they're an even-Steven team. So, for my hot topic, I'm just going to touch on voting. We got voting day tomorrow coming up, and a lot of people, they just take for granted that other people are going to go out there and vote. Well, voting. Take the time to vote. You're
absolutely
just the one person. Yeah, you got to take. You're just the one person that everyone thought their vote was not important. No one's going to vote. So we'll leave it to somebody else. You have ideas what you want or don't want. The issues regarding home prices, traffic, cost of living, transportation. You know, all this stuff is decided by who you put in office. Voting, it's basically the best way to get one's opinion heard. It allows you to choose a candidate who best represents their views. And you want that person to be the one that represents your views. The voter's future basically decided by the choice that they make. You know, if the people sit around, Reese, if they stay home and think, what difference does it make if I vote or not? I'm just one person. But the thing is, if everyone thinks that, you know, what's going to happen? It's going to be a dictatorship. It's going to be one guy is going to be running everything, and you're going to have to live by whatever rules and regulations he wants. So I don't know if you're a big voter, Reesa, but, you know, I think we all have to put this together. And another thing is people will just look at a candidate's picture or something. They'll think, I'd like to do some research on these people. You know, you want to find out what they're about, you know, who they are, what their background is. And are they for this? Are they for that? You might get a certain person, and you vote for them because you think they might sound good, and you find out all their beliefs and whatever is all different from the way you think. So much for that. So are you?
I just want to throw in also,
yeah,
volunteer to work at the polls. You get a little stipend for doing it, but you really,
yeah,
get to be a part of the system. And there's always a shortage of people. And I decided I was going to work at the polls because I got tired of going and they didn't have enough poll workers and I had to wait in line. I got tired,
hey,
of going and being mad because I felt the people at the polls were incompetent. So I've been working at the polls for years, and I'm going to be out here in California working at the polls tomorrow. So it's one day out of your life, a half a day, 2 hours of training, and it you really get to participate in the system.
And that's, you know, I give you credit for that, because if more people thought that way, we'd have more people helping at the polls. I just want to throw out there, Reed, don't forget, it was Jarvie Hutchison's birthday, president of the MMPA,
yes,
Multicultural Motion Pictures Association, and the Academy of Young Musicians. He helps those causes. And happy birthday to you,
happy
young man.
Happy birthday, Jarvie. Absolutely. And for my hot topic, we're almost out of time, I just wanted to just remember Ann B. Davis. She was part of the Brady Bunch. She played the housekeeper.
Brady Bunch.
But the,
yep,
Baby Boomers, we may remember her as, I think it was Chelsea on, I forgot her name, but it was on Love That Bob. It was Bob Cummings. That's taking it back a while. But that's where I first remember Ann B. Davis from, and I always loved her. And just real quickly, I saw Godzilla and Spider-Man this weekend. Save your money. Wait till it comes on TV. That's all I'm going to say about that. And let's move on to our first commercial.
Okay.
Easyway Broadcasting is the place to hear everything you need to know about entertainment and business. Now, you can see more about Eric Easy Azuli and all his connections through his online TV network, WTV Network. You can watch the latest videos and read the most up-to-date articles. Keep your eyes on WTV Network to see what's coming in the next few weeks. You'll see the newest web series and original talk shows. Follow Eric at Hollywood It Guy to find out what is new and what is happening in the upcoming weeks. For more information on WTV Network, go to www.thewtv.com.
Do you want a stronger internet presence and social media following for you or your business? Eric Easy Azuli and his company, Easy Way Entertainment, can help you get discovered. Go to www.easywaybroadcasting.com for prices and packages that can help you take control of your internet presence and gain marketing exposure.
That's easy. Just has so much stuff going on. How do you keep up with your son, Jim? How do you do it?
Join Hollywood, the easy, letter E, letter Z, join Hollywood, the Easy Way group on Facebook to connect with the stars and promote your business, Rita. Well, we both know, and, I mean, when I'm with you, you know what it's like when we're with Eric. You grab his shirt tails and zoom all around the room. But, yes, it's, you know what, and both with you and him, I learn a lot of this technology, but Eric is really, he's going to another planet. He's finding out the latest technology and then shooting off from that.
Okay,
it's
baby boomers, it's time for Jim from Jim.
Well, before you start with your Jim,
am I take that to mean that we're not going to have a guest today?
Well, you know what? We've got a caller, 2468. So, you know, the lines light up sometimes, and we don't take all our callers. We want to get our reports done because a lot of people want to hear these reports. So do we have a caller on now?
But do we have
Greg.
We got Greg Rath,
yeah,
on.
Greg. Greg Rath from Mission Viejo.
Hi, Greg. And we got Retha. Retha, this is Greg.
Hi, Greg.
Hey, Retha.
And what brings you to Collington today?
Well, tomorrow is Election Day. I was just listening to your lead-in, and I am running for the United States House of Representatives to represent California's 45th Congressional District, which is South Orange County.
Oh, my.
And, oh, yeah. And, you know, Aretha, the thing with Greg is, and I've known Greg a little while, he's, you know, so many people are politicians, and they have the lobbyist issue and favors they have to do for people and so on and so forth. And Greg is about is real and old, and I'm not just saying this, but he's like the real old-fashioned grassroots guy that wants to make a difference. And I know I sound like a commercial and I don't mean to, but he's just been, you know, evaluating what's been going on, and he wants to correct issues. And believe me, and Greg knows, there's a lot of issues out there, right, Greg?
Yeah, that's true. I give you a little quick background. I'm 60 years old, spent 30 years in the Marine Corps, retired in 2004 at the rank of colonel. I was a fighter pilot here at El Toro Air Base, and then later down in San Diego at Miramar, three carrier cruises on the USS Midway, the Abraham Lincoln, and three combat operations I participated in. Once I retired, I went and flew for JetBlue Airways as a commercial airline pilot, and then found that rather dull after flying fighters, and my buddy hired me to be the president of his company in Anaheim. We distributed auto parts in throughout the USA.
And then you went on to get into politics?
Well, never been into politics. I've had a job my whole life, so this is my first go around here. I talked to my neighbors and friends, and our current congressman in our district is retiring, which is John Campbell. And people asked me to come out of retirement one last time to serve our country, my country, and talked it over with the family. And last June, a year ago, we decided to test the waters and see how we would do, and it looks very favorable. And we've been campaigning hard for a year now, talking to just about every grassroots organization, veterans groups, Elks Club, Rotary Clubs, whatever it takes. And we're doing it the old-fashioned way. We're hitting the ground, knocking on doors, and kind of doing, I like to use the term Barney Fife. When he ran for deputy sheriff of Mayberry, he had a big truck with his name on the back, and I got one of those too. So I'm following his lead.
Dave,
so, Greg, what are some of the issues in your area?
Well, the biggest issue is, believe it or not, is traffic, of all things. You know, you think of the economy and jobs and things like that, but it's actually in South Orange County, it's just the enormous gridlock in traffic. The problems with the 241 bypass, which was never completed, all that traffic dumps into the city of Mission Viejo because it's supposed to get linked up to the 5 so people can, quote-unquote, bypass, you know, all the traffic. Safety and security is number 2, where they want a secure community to live in. Obviously, the economy and jobs, the high tax rate here in California, the number of regulations that the businesses have to withstand to be successful and to make a profit. And we have 140,000 veterans that live in South Orange County, and we've seen in the papers and on the news how our veterans are being treated at the veterans' hospitals, which is just a disgrace. And I personally, being a veteran, I want to do all I can to help them and make sure that they get the proper care that they need.
Dave, we have a caller here.
What are some of your solutions, Greg?
Well, the major solutions is everyone thinks there's all this money in Washington, and there is none. It's broke. It's down $17 trillion. There is no money. So we need, first of all, to get our financial foot on the ground and stable. We need to ensure that the tax dollars that you and I and all your listeners pay into the government is used wisely. And right now,
Greg,
there's a lot of dollar. Go ahead.
I give you so much credit for everything you're doing. We have our guest caller, Dave Andrews, just called in. Can we slip him in here? Dave?
Okay.
Oh, Oh, hi. How's everybody doing? Hi, Greg.
Dave, this is Greg Rath. He's running for office, and you know Reetha? Greg's running for the congressional seat. And Dave is a writer. He writes for the Washington Post, and so I just wanted to introduce you guys real quick because we had several callers coming in.
Right, and Greg, I wanted to know, what is your solution to traffic?
It's the Washington Times. Sorry, Dave, the Washington Times.
Greg,
all right, let me take one question first. I'll talk to Dave. But the traffic is to ensure that the tax dollars that California pays to the federal government is returned back to the state of California. Unfortunately, California does not get their fair share of the money that we send to Washington because Washington thinks they know how to do things better. I am up for a limited federal government and let the states have the power, let the states run their own state and keep the federal government out of our business. The federal government is good for a couple things that the Constitution says, to ensure our national security, which they're having trouble doing with the border problems. And number two is to regulate interstate commerce, which they have no problem with all the regulations. So let's give the money back to the states and let us handle our own roads and expand the highways so that we can deal with some of this traffic. Another problem is just the mass amount of expansion here in South Orange County. I think we need to look into how many is just too many homes and how many is just too many condominiums that we can actually afford. So I'd like to talk with the County Board of Supervisors and others who can help us in this way to ensure that we're not just building and building and building. We just don't have the infrastructure to handle it all.
That's right. Well, Greg, we want to talk some more with you. There's so many issues I want to go over. I have such a long list, but we want to get our guest caller. And Dave, are you still there?
Yeah, still here.
Hi, Dave. Greg and Reetha, Dave Andrews. Dave's in the process of writing 5 books, The English Slave, and he's been, went to law school and so on. And Dave, what got you started? What was the basic of starting this novel that you're doing with? I think it's over 2,000 pages.
Right. It's 5 novels of 400 pages each. And what it started out as is it was just a great story about Europe and an English slave that once was a soldier. And so I found it and I thought I'd just spend some time researching it and writing it. And it's become a decade-long project, like 8 years into it now.
8 years, wow.
Yeah.
It's
something that I'm a baby boomer myself, and as I was getting around 50, let's say, I decided I needed to do something different, and so I started out doing this part-time, and then almost immediately it was a story that just became like a full-time occupation. So it's I had done writing earlier in my life, and it was more into economic forecasting and more business oriented. And this one is more of a novel oriented, more fiction, more broad based appeal, I think. So.
And you write for the Washington Times, also, right?
I've written articles for them. Entertainment. And so I dabble into some other types of writing also.
Now, Greg's been, he's got quite a life. He was a Top Gun instructor, fighter pilot, used to land on the carriers, and now he's running for office at a time where he could if he wanted to retire. Would he be in a situation that would be a good time to write maybe a biography? What would you suggest?
He has to get through the election tomorrow and get through the primaries. So if he gets through the primaries and becomes one of the top 2 nominees, and then he has to finish out his election in November. And so I wish him the best.
Well, we're figuring that's going to happen. What do you think, Greg? Would you be interested?
He'd be very busy.
Well, tomorrow's a big day. Tomorrow's a big day. We've been working so hard, and I have written an autobiography called The Nine Lives of a Fighter Pilot. It's published, and it's done really well. All proceeds go to help the Wounded Warriors and the Semper Fi Fund. So I was on a book tour when I decided to run, so I kind of put that on the back burner, but I'm excited. We have a lot of momentum going into tomorrow. My Republican adversary or opponent, I guess is a better word, is spending well over $1 million to knock me out to third place. So we'll see. I think we have a good shot to be in the top two tomorrow. I'm not the establishment's pick from the party. I'm actually the grassroots candidate, exactly. One of the people. All my endorsements are from friends and neighbors and people throughout the district, and that's the endorsements I want because they are the people that vote.
I think that would make quite a novelty. Just the experience of running for office, Greg, has to be exciting. I mean,
well,
you've never really
done
anything like this.
No, but I did just get a I have three college degrees. I just got one in the political science and history at Cal State Fullerton last year, which got me interested. And I would like to get my doctorate degree and use this as my dissertation on how to run a campaign without the backing of big money and the big establishment. And if we can pull this off tomorrow and get in the top two and then go forward to the general election and win it, it's just incredible. But my whole secret is you got to get face-to-face with the people that vote. And the first guy who told me to run says, you don't need to talk to the people. Just get $1 million and you can win. Well, obviously I don't have $1 million, but I'd rather talk to the people. And we've talked to veterans groups, Tea Party groups, any group that will listen to me. I've been in front of them. And I know there's a large support for my campaign. And God willing, we're going to be in the top two tomorrow.
I think it's the way you think. And I think you're going to go all the way. And as far as both you, Greg and Dave, as far as the younger generation, do you think the younger generation should invest a little more time in researching like a variety of careers? Because both you guys have interesting careers, and you've gone, you know, you've really been successful. So what would your advice be to the younger generation on, because they're kind of confused from the research I've done.
Right. I can jump in on this. I think that anybody in high school should actually spend 5 to 10 hours a week, any boy or girl or young man or young woman in the 15 to 22 age group, high school and college, to just work and start a small business. eBay, if it fails, and go into something else, whatever their interests are, and spend some time doing that. If they have $1,000 or save $1,000, then invest in the stock market. Buy a stock. See if it goes up. If it goes down, it's not the end of the world. If you lose 20, 30, even if you lost the whole thing, at least you took some risk and you make a living make a life for yourself and find out what you really, really like to do.
Now, Rita, you're in on this too. I mean, You have an amazing career,
Jim,
and you guys never stop.
Jim, we're running out of time.
Oh, yeah.
So I just want to thank both of you for calling in. Both of you are perfect examples of people who have had careers, and as baby boomers, you have moved on, and you're pursuing your life dream. So we want to thank both of you for calling in. And
thank you, guys.
Wish you all the best of luck, Greg, and hopefully we'll talk to you again sometime, David.
Okay, thank you. Great. This is Greg out. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Greg.
Okay. Thank you, Rita. Happy birthday.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Dave.
Okay, and now
well,
I'm
sorry, Rita.
Commercial.
We were just it was just so interesting. I'll let you take it.
Our next commercial.
Okay.
Crystal Coral Seas is a fine gemstone jewelry line that authenticates and promotes a collection of high-quality jewelry that is exclusive to the Molina brand.
The Molina Gay Signature Collection is a process of the knowledge that has been obtained from many years of jeweled artisan experience and international travel. Unique to most jewelry collections, the MGSC staff travels the world to obtain the best quality gemstones at the most affordable prices while keeping up with the latest styles.
All of Melina's pieces from her custom signature collection have been designed and created by experienced hand crafters. This allows all of the exquisite and unique pieces the options of making any adjustments or refinements, thereby creating an even more personalized custom piece.
For your next memorable moment,
MGSC.
Available at LL's Consignment Boutique, located at 1205 North La Brea in Inglewood.
All right. And
smartphone, cell phone, PC, Mac, tablet, iPad. That's right. It's tech time.
Well, as I'm driving through the middle of nowhere in the... the high desert of Southern California, I wanted to talk a little bit about GPS today because I am certainly relying on GPS. There are no shopping centers, no markets, no nothing. All I see is a bunch of electric poles and hills where I am. And, you know, I remember the days where we had to pull out the old map. And when you were driving, you couldn't look at the map. You had to drive. Now you've got GPS right in front of you, and you have your choices of GPS. You can have a built-in in-dash GPS, which I love, that I have in my truck, or you can have a portable one, which I have in my little car, which kind of sits up on the dashboard. But either way, it kind of guides you where you're supposed to be going. Now, some of them are a little bit better calibrated than others. For instance, the cell phone ones aren't necessarily calibrated the best in the world. But you choose a GPS that you find works for you. And I'm telling you, it's the best thing that can happen. A lot of people don't want to use them. They say they're not accurate. But I'm telling you, if I got lost out here, I wouldn't want to have to pull over and try to read a map. For those of us that remember those days. And you get used to them. They'll tell you turn right. It may be a little quick, but you get used to knowing when it's going to tell you how much time. I learned the other day that a half a mile is about 10 city blocks. And I learned it because I've been paying attention. How long, when it says it's a half a mile, I started counting the blocks to see how far that really was. So especially for us women, I know you men talk about us as drivers, but for us women, we need to kind of have an idea of how long that really is, and we don't always calculate that well in our head. But the GPS is perfect. So you can have a handheld device, you can use your GPS on your phone, or you can have an in-dash one, whatever works for you best. So I'm just advocating for GPS as I'm on my way to lovely Lancaster, California.
Now, would you have a preference on following the little ball that goes along on the freeway, or how about the one that actually talks to you? I mean, do you have a preference on either one?
Oh, I like it to talk to me. I definitely like it to talk to me. The real high-end ones actually call out the street names. The low-end like mine just says turn left, turn right. Either way, you know, it depends on what you want to spend on it. And
as
I am getting further into the desert, our time is coming to an end, Jim. So we
just want
to remind everybody that they should go to the easywaybroadcasting.com and they can listen to all the shows that are on the network. There's the Easy Way app, so you can have Eric, Reefa, and Jim all in your pocket, carry us around wherever you go.
Join the Easy Way group on Facebook to connect with the stars and promote your brand.
Absolutely. So you mean just anybody off the street can join the group and promote whatever their brand is?
Oh, yes. Just
they
drive
carefully.
They don't
have to be a movie star or a TV star. They can go on the group and promote your own brand. Now, of course, we're going to monitor it, but... pretty much.
For approval.
That's what Easy does.
Exactly.
He connects people to people.
And the group is for approval. And, Reefa, while you're driving around, I want you to pay attention to the road because I don't know if it's going to be windy roads where you're at or whatever. but drive carefully.
I'm in the middle of nowhere.
Hi, I'm Risa Gray. I used to have a whole host of skincare products taking up space on my bathroom counter. Now I just use Nerium AD. It has everything I need in one simple treatment. It's reduced the appearance of fine lines, discoloration, and uneven skin texture. So, for information about this fountain of youth in a bottle, go to www.rethagray.nerium.com. That's RethaGray.nerium.com. There's even a 30-day money-back guarantee. Thank you for listening to Baby Boomers Live with your host, Risa Gray, star Betty White's Out There Rockers, and Easy's dad, Jim Zulli. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and keep up with us at babyboomerslive.info. Baby Boomers Live, brought to you by EasyWayBroadcasting.com on Blog Talk Radio.